We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 5 a.m. Atlanta. Time to get your day started with John and Hugh.
Hugh Douglas.
Good googly moogly.
A three-time pro bowler and John Fricke.
You got serious butthurt.
A man who's watched the Pro Bowl at least three times.
Boom shakalaka.
John, a man who covered the Atlanta Chiefs' inaugural season.
And Hugh, who just keeps it real.
I'm good. I got pants on.
Let's get your day started, Atlanta. This is John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In the air right. Ronald is there, and the Braves have won the East.
You know, this is what you set out to do every year. And be able to do it with these guys, get in this clubhouse, get to know them, know obviously the players they are out there. I'm so happy to be part of it. Glad we got this start.
Matt also came over here to win a title. He's taken a big step last night in Miami. Never a doubt, the Atlanta Braves are the NL East champions for the fifth year in a row. And a Chip Carey got to call it on Bally's again. Welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game from the Kia Studios. Well, Hugh, what began with a whimper ends with a bang. The Atlanta Braves come from 10.5 games back at the end of May. We're all the way back to end up winning 101, maybe, who knows, 102 tonight, and win the NL East.
Kenley Jansen.
That's all.
Hey, that pitching staff, a couple of guys that have been under a lot of fire, Jake Odorizzi and Kenley Jansen, boy, they were large. You know, for a team that couldn't buy, you know, for the love of God, they couldn't buy a big hit. Wow.
You know what? I felt like watching that game last night and watching him perform. He was in a zone, by the way. No doubt about that. I just thought for him, what a way to be vindicated and justified in that moment. You know, him and Odorizzi for that matter. Because these are two guys that, I mean, you know, to be fair, they gave people pause,
mm-hmm.
you know, with their performances. But for both of those guys to come up clutch. And that moment, and what better dramatic, in what better dramatic fashion to get the job done than the way Kenley did it? You know, he mowed down the first two guys and then have the drama happen the way that it did with the last guy.
Right.
And it was like, I thought about that, man, and I just thought about, you know, sitting here many a times and just, you know, not picking, but just the emotional grind that a lot of people probably felt about him during the course of the year and the fact that, you know, you're looking at him and wondering, why isn't he that guy? He looked all like that guy last night.
Well, we had Shaky Smith last year.
Yeah.
And then we had Dammit Jansen this year. But Shaky Smith stood up, and he was great in the postseason. Hopefully, Kenley's great in the postseason. Where are you going to need him?
I tell you what, man.
Look, they're going to ride him, Hugh. I mean, he's got to deliver. They're going to ride him.
There's something to be said about guys that step up in pressure moments. I'm talking about Jake Odorizzi as well.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about, you know, His like Brian George said last night, all is forgiven. Like, all is forgiven. So for him to come out and give you five strong innings like he did, and the Braves winning in that fact, because it was like, come on, now let's be honest. Everybody was biting their nails, flicking back and forth channels, trying to see what the Mets were doing. But there is no better feeling than to be in control of your own destiny. And that's what the Braves did. They controlled their destiny. They got it done. They won the game that they needed to win. And now they get 5 days off.
2-1 over the Marlins. The Mets did sweep the Nationals. Boy, if they didn't, we would have been, oh, man, this morning would have been hard we'd have been gripping. So much good, as you just said, you get a week off before the NLDS starts. Out there on my Twitter right now, who do you want to see in the playoffs? Because we are now set for the NLDS and the NL playoffs here.
It's either Philly or
Cardinals.
The Cardinals, okay.
The Rays will face the Cardinals or the Phillies. The Padres are in the other half of the bracket.
Okay.
Against the Mets, and the Padres-Mets winner will face the Dodgers. You so many good things happen here when you win last night and you win the East. And I know there's chip in a chair, I get it. But by winning the East, you don't have to pitch last night.
You get some rest.
Yeah, you don't have to pitch Max tonight. You don't have the threat of being in the wild card round. You get 6 days off, which means you get to rest that bullpen. And by the way, credit to Jansen, but credit all the way through that bullpen, because everybody last night came back in after Odorizzi and was shut down.
Yeah.
In a 2-1 playoff-like game. You know, that was kind of a great game to end on, if you think about it. I mean, they got to play tonight, but the starters, because they're going to be playing, it's all bench guys tonight, right? But for that starting and that bullpen to go through that kind of a grind to lock it down, that's a great playoff prep last night, because you were 2-13 with runners in scoring position. I mean, Grossman and Dansby are the man.
Yeah, they made it hard for you. They definitely were trying to play spoiler. There was no question about that. And I think wasn't that Don Mattingly, that was his last one?
Mm-hmm. Tonight.
Tonight? Okay, yeah. But, they were definitely trying to play spoiler. They were definitely trying to send you home, not the NL East champions.
Well, Alcantara wasn't scheduled to pitch tonight, but there were some people saying, would Don Mattingly take him off schedule because last game of the year and pitch that ace just to try to mess with the Braves? The answer is yes.
I mean, what you were trying to accomplish, you can't accomplish now. So I don't know why you would do that.
No. If it had been still up in the air.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean.
Definitely.
You know, I mean, still fight to the end. Hey, listen, I'm going down swinging here. But the Braves do win the NL East for the fifth straight year. They had a little champagne celebration. Again, let's do the Wayback Machine here.
That was kind of disrespectful, too.
Yeah.
What? In a sense. I mean, you know, I know nobody was there. Most of the people that celebrated were Braves fans. But I just like, dang, they are kicking it on your field, like, for real. They rolled out the little champagne carts and everything. They're taking pictures. They got the shirts ready. And I was just
but this is a pretty sweet one. I mean,
no, it is.
You had to fight for it.
No, I just felt like, for a brief moment, I just felt bad for Marlins fans, all three of them. I felt bad for them.
Yeah, but those three folks,
because I can hear people doing the chop.
I mean, their tickets were cheap. They only had to pay $6.
No, I get it. I still feel bad.
And they
got to
watch a little bit of history, you know?
I still feel bad. I felt bad for them for a couple seconds.
Yeah,
right. I let it go.
So who do you want to play?
Who do I want to play?
Yeah, the Cardinals or the
Phillies. Don't matter.
Okay.
Don't matter. Because the Phillies up there, they were talking, like, I was seeing something. They said this is the first time they've been in the playoffs. The last time the Phillies were in the playoffs, Charlie Sheen had just gotten fired from Two men and a baby. No.
Two and a half men?
Two and a half men. My fault.
Three men and a baby. The movie was Three Men and a Baby.
No, it's the TV show.
Yeah, right. Two and a half men. Yeah, the movie was Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah, I got them mixed up.
Yeah. The Steve Guttenberg film, which wasn't very good, but that's okay.
But he was there. So, yeah, they're excited. So they don't care. And I'm pretty sure Braves fans don't care. I mean, it's just like
kind of interesting. I mean, I think Abe was trying to make the case that, you know, and I have this spook bugaboo about the St. Louis Cardinals. I do, and maybe it goes back to that 10-run game, the Oren game, yeah, where he
when Oren was there,
yeah, and
Tanisha just shaking her head like, yeah, Oren,
the Fultonevich massive meltdown and to open the playoffs.
I look at it like this: the way that you ended this season, the way that you fought back and won the pennant. Somebody, they should be afraid to see me. You need to be afraid of me. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be afraid of nobody. Like I'm the what they call the 400-pound gorilla on the block. I'm the defending champion. I proven that, you know, last year to this point wasn't a fluke. So y'all need to be worried about me. I don't need to be worried about anybody. I'm King Kong in this situation.
Yeah, no, you know what? I'm with you. So, I mean, you don't.
Bravado!
I'm just kind of curious. Would you rather play a team that you know well? Because one thing you are going to do, though, there's some kind of minor little downsides to having the bye. One of the downsides is, you know, you can sit around for 6 days and get fat and happy.
Rest versus rust.
And the second part of it is you're going to catch a team that's coming off a playoff win and is feeling pretty good about itself, Hugh.
Don't matter. I'm the 400-pound gorilla, and I've proven that. And I don't know. like John, if you noticed last night, there was some level of frustration in some guys' faces, but the thing that really jumped out to me is when I saw Kenley Jansen on the mound and he was calm and he was focused and he just looked, to me, he looked different. There was something different. There was something different about him and Odorizzi last night. It was just different. And I think that, you know, being in the postseason, it does something to guys, you know? So, yeah, I just feel like the Braves are in a good spot, so it doesn't really matter who you line up against them. They're going to take care of business.
I was curious. Did you see that story, Abe? Good morning to you, Abe. I have a quick question for you. All right, so Aaron Judge hits his 60-second last night, which, you know, so, okay, fine, good. It's done. Congrats to him, I guess. The story of the dude who caught the ball, did you see that story?
You mean the rich dude that caught the ball?
Yeah, he's like the vice president of Fisher Investments or something?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, really? I mean, that's how we're going to roll today? I mean.
And somebody said that's basically how much money in his portfolio is probably how much money you're going to have to give Aaron Judge. It's like 100 days later, like $197 million. Probably going to be a little bit more than that.
You know, I mean, it couldn't be Joe Sixpack, who's, you know, been a, you know, Yankees fan his whole life, you know, makes, you know.
Yeah, Joe Sixpack tried. He was a couple seats over and he fell down
man,
the wall.
Man, yeah, I know. But it has to be the vice president of Fisher Investments. Really, give the ball up, dude. You're worth a bazillion. I mean, you're not going to. I get it because of the history, but, man, let somebody else have a crack at it. Your life is pretty good, dude. Well, you know, I don't know. It just seems to just – I wish it would have been somebody who needed the money, you know, was, you know, working hard, you know, has got three kids, been, you know, doing it his whole life. He's been a Yankees fan since he was, you know, 5 years old. Not that this guy hasn't.
I would say, how do you know this guy's not a Yankees fan?
Oh, I'm sure he is, but it just, you know, the one time this dude would ever sit in those seats, you know what I mean?
Because you have no idea. That could be his season tickets. You don't know.
Yes, I do.
You asked him?
Yeah, I did.
You have background on all the Yankees season ticket holders?
Yes, I do. I know all of them. Now, every one of them. Met him many, many times. I just was disappointed in that, you know, because I wanted it to go to somebody who wanted it. Because what they say, $2 million, Hugh?
$2 million. Somebody's already offered the person $2 million. Like, I get it. I get the fact that that's life-changing money. I totally do. I don't think I can go out of my way. Like, say, for instance, if it's there, if I catch it, one thing. But to be in a scrum, elbowing and kicking folks, you know, that to me just feels weird. That feels super weird.
Well, there's two mindsets, right? It's did you go to the game with the goal of hopefully, possibly catching
a lottery ticket?
Because if you're in that mindset, you're getting in that scrum, right?
Yeah.
Or are you going to a game, maybe keep the ticket stub or whatever, chance to see history? Doesn't really cross your mind that, hey, this actually could come near me. Then, yeah, you're probably not getting too involved.
Yeah. I mean, but I get it. You know, we're in a situation in a time where, you know, $2 million. Not you're an instant celebrity once you get that ball.
Oh yeah, you're on all the talk shows this morning.
You're an instant celebrity.
Right, you're on Good Morning New York,
and you are the guy. Because I heard when he caught the ball, they escorted him out the building.
Mm-hmm.
He had an armed escort out the building. Because I it's just amazing. For me, the mindset of everybody else around him that he has been. Potentially become a robbery suspect.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
A robbery victim.
Target.
Yeah, all of that. I just thought, I was like, wow. You go to the game just to watch the game and the ball falls in your lap. Now you have to fend for your life to get mm-hmm. to your car. That's crazy.
Well, I'm disappointed in a way that the Yankees had that happen last night because, you know, the Yankee cheers for Aaron Judge drowning out the Mets tears, and we want to hear those Mets tears. Good morning, Mets fans. Sorry about that.
Costo's going to be flying high on our behalf tomorrow.
Right, exactly. Good morning, Mets fans. Sorry about that. Sucks to be you. Okay, enjoy your opening round series against the Padres. Good luck. And we may see you again. Who knows? You may beat the Padres. They may beat the Dodgers. And the next thing you know, it's the Braves and Mets again, and we may have to go through those guys.
I would much rather face the Mets than the Dodgers.
Well, of course you would.
I'll take that. Sign me up.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I mean, that's why you're here. We'll see how it all kind of plays out. But the Braves are back in. They are NL East champions. We're celebrating the fifth straight NL East crown, a one that we didn't think they would get, you know, way back in May when they were 10.5 games out of first place. And from the 1st of June to now, 78 wins. They have earned every bit of it, 101 on the season, And now they get a couple of days off, and we'll find out whether they play the Cardinals or the Phillies in the NLDS, and hopefully they will advance along, and we can be talking about another World Series run here for the Atlanta Braves. First things first, you got to start thinking about the first round of the playoffs between the Cardinals and the Phillies. So what is the best matchup, in your opinion? We have some time to talk this morning. Give me a shout, 404-741-0929. What do you think, Braves fans? Give your team a shout, and tell me what you want to see in round one. Do you want to see? You want to see the Phillies? You want to see the Cardinals? Does it matter to you? You said it doesn't matter. Abe, I think you're going to say it does. You want the Cardinals, right?
I don't know who I want yet. I really haven't decided, but both teams certainly scare me. I still think
– You scared?
No.
You already got a dog. What, you want to get you a blanket? You want to get
this is between
a biggie.
Being binky? Scared and both teams scaring you. There's a difference.
What's the difference? Scared or scared?
I think I'd rather avoid – I'll take Montgomery and Wainwright over Wheeler and Nola. So I'd rather face the Cardinals.
All right. So Abe would rather face the Cardinals. You would rather face it doesn't matter to him. I think I'd rather face the Phillies because I've got a Cardinal bugaboo. Who do you got to break this tie here? 404-741-0929. Let's celebrate another NL East title with the Atlanta Braves. How about that? Next on the Morning Show with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, you ready?
Back to more John and Hugh.
Let's do it.
Heck yeah.
John and Hugh.
Oh, yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, my God. This was like one of our typical just grind them out games, too. I mean, you know, guys in the bullpen, boy. I'm so happy we can do this so I can give all these guys some time off.
They do get some time off. Brian Snicker celebrating a fifth straight NL East title, and they get 6 days off until next Tuesday night at Truist Park when they will open the NL Division Series, the NLDS. The question is, against who, the Cardinals or the Phillies, who would you rather see? Hugh says, doesn't matter to him, either one, bring them on. You're the King Kong in the room, and he's right about that. You know, for those of us kind of just doing a little bit more of a breakdown because we're not big picturing it like Hugh is, you have Abe saying that he would rather face the Cardinals, take his chances against Montgomery and Wainwright, and I would rather take the Phillies on because I think you kind of got the Phillies number
Can I tell you why I feel the way that I feel?
Sure.
You look at the season in a nutshell that the Braves have had, which they, at the end of the game last night, they kind of ran it through like the season in pictures or whatever in video. You get off to, I don't want to say a rocky start, but a somewhat rocky start. The Mets get off to that tremendous lead that they had, 10-game lead. You whittled away at that thing for months, and it comes down to 3 games. And you know, you've been going back and forth with the Mets, and it honestly, it looked like, you know, the Mets might have your number. This might be the Mets year. Mm-hmm. You know, the way that they were playing and the way that, you know, everything went, and, you know, the fact that those fans were up there acting a donkey like they had just won a pennant and everything. And for them to come to town and, you know, you sweep them the way that you did and win last night in the fashion that you wanted in, that's a scary thing for anybody, in my opinion. And the fact that you got that hardware already. And you know what this looks like to me? The Houston Astros, when everybody counted them out and they gave them all them fines and everything, outside of the fact that we weren't doing nothing.
Yeah, we weren't cheating.
Yeah, we're doing nothing wrong.
There was that.
But, you know, yeah, and for them to still make it to the World Series, it kind of feels like that to me.
Greg Maddux out there tweeting, the great Greg Maddux, even after 2 decades, Maddux says it's still nice to see the Braves beat the Mets. Congratulations, Atlanta. So he's out there tweeting. Alex Anthopoulos, the GM, giving us an update on a couple of star players ahead of setting the postseason roster.
My guess is I think Albies a little further behind because he hasn't started hitting and things like that. So I think Albies would be a long shot for the DS. I think Strider's certainly got a shot.
Strider certainly got a shot to pitch in the opening round. That doesn't mean that Ozzy couldn't be there for, you know, the NLCS or even the World Series. And, again, you'll set your roster the day before each of these series begins. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you have to set your roster now and you're just stuck with it here. And there will be some, and as we get towards next week, some interesting discussions about roster spots. Did Jake Odorizzi pitch himself onto this roster, for example? You know, I guess that may be dependent upon whether, you know, Spencer Strider can go. Marcelo Ozuna is going to be an interesting one.
Watching that last night and watching the celebration, he came across, he was like prevalent in a couple camera shots, and I was like, wow, I wonder if he's going to actually, you know, be a part of that roster.
Yeah.
I think he would probably have to.
Be tough.
You look at, like, I'm gonna say probably yes. I'm gonna say yes, because you look at the group of guys that you had last year that was on that run. I think you got to seriously consider him being on the roster. I do.
Oh, I think they will. I mean, and carrying him as an extra bat off the bench, you know, just in a pinch hitting role. I don't know that I want him to start, but you know, you're also depending upon who you're gonna play. Hugh, he may have history against one of the pitchers where he owns a pitcher.
True.
You know,
true.
I mean. And I don't know what his splits are, but there may be one pitcher that's going to go for either the Cardinals or the Phillies, and you look and go, you know, Ozuna's eating him up. He's, you know, 12 out of 15, you know, that kind of thing. Eddie is in Athens. He's on with John and Hugh. Does it matter to you who you play in the opening round in the NLDS? Eddie, welcome to the show.
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
And we're doing great, man. We won another title. We beat the Mets. It's great.
Yeah, I love it, John, and all is well. The sun is shining all the way from the Grand Canyon. You was up and down, worried about game three and starting Max Fried. I'm happy we won. We don't care, man. I'm with you on this. We don't care who we play. Y'all have a safe and wonderful day.
And you know, Hugh's probably right, but just to, you know, in a matchup situation here, it is kind of an interesting question. You know, who do you want to face? Do you want to face the Cardinals? Because you know that if you get past it, it'll be the best of five. Starting next Tuesday night, you get past that, and then, you know, I like down the line, are you rooting for – all right, let me ask another question another way here.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to win the World Series again, is there a preferred path for you? In other words, once you play the NLDS, do you want to face – Abe just said, bring on the Mets, because the Mets are going to play the Padres, right? And then they're going to – the winner of that's going to face the Dodgers. Last year, Hugh, you made a point. You want to go through the Dodgers. And, mm-hmm. you know, we said, oh, do we – I forget who the Dodgers were playing in the playoffs last year that we were, you know, rooting for the other team because we said, oh, we'd rather play that team than the Dodgers. I think it was the Giants, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, we want to face the Giants, not the Dodgers. And you were like, no, bring on the best. Is that the route you want to go? You want to go
through?
That
doesn't change.
Yeah.
Because I'm King Kong at this point. Like, I don't care. I really don't care. Mm-mm. Don't care.
Well, you know, the best team in the American League is Houston Astros. But I want to go – my preferred route, my World Series that I want to see, if I'm jumping away, who doesn't want to see Braves and Yankees? I mean, that's what I want to see. Don't you want to see Aaron Judge down here? Don't you want to take him on in that stadium up there?
I'm not a cart before the horse kind of guy. I want to get to the World Series first. I hear what you're saying, and I understand where you're coming from. I would like to get there first.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to get there, and whomever we're lined up against, that's fine. Got to get there first. It's not going to be easy, no question about it.
Oh no, there's nothing easy about any of this.
Dodgers like they own one like that. To me, that matchup, Braves and Dodgers, to get to the World Series, that to me seems like that just seems right. You know, two teams, you know, you talk about Freddie Freeman and the fact that he's there and the season that he's having and Matt Olson being here and you know, having a great season here and this team with these young bucks coming in, looking like they're going to be a team that's going to be around for a long-ass time. Like, they've got all the young guys locked up. They're going to be a perennial contender for a long time. To see that matchup and go through the Dodgers, that's what I want to see first. And then after that, it to me is cake.
All right, so you have the Mets and the Padres. This again begins coming up this weekend. It'll be this weekend. You have 6 days off if you're the Braves. Mets and Padres, they will face the Dodgers. Cardinals and Phils, they will face the Braves. Over on the other side, the Astros are the number one seed. The Yankees are the number two seed. The Guardians against the Rays, and the winner of the Guardians. Boy, it sounds so weird to say. Still, The Cleveland Guardians and the Tampa Bay Rays will face the Yankees, and then the Astros will face the winner of the Toronto Blue Jays and the Seattle Mariners. But that's an interesting one. Seattle and Toronto, but two teams that have been really pretty good. Houston may have its hands full in that second round. Both those teams have been pretty good this year. So, again, the teams in the American League are Tampa, Cleveland, Seattle, Toronto, the Yankees, and Houston. And we'll see what happens here in terms of how this all plays out. Braves are the number two seed, 101 wins. I wouldn't have given you a plug nickel back at – and we go back to that Arizona game.
Mm-hmm.
They lose to Arizona. It's the last day in May. It's Memorial Day. They fall to 23-27 in their first 50 games. They have a team meeting after they had blown that game. They had the game won against the Diamondbacks. They blew it in the eighth. They blew it in the ninth. They blew it in the tenth. And they were at their low point, 10.5 games out, and headed out to Colorado, I believe, if memory serves, to continue their road trip. And they went to Denver after that team meeting and caught fire on the 1st of June and won 14 straight games. And from that point to now, they've won 78 games. You had told me at 23-27, by the way, John, they're going to win the NL East. Oh, and they're going to win 101 games. I would have said, yeah, right.
It's not a sprint. Baseball is a marathon. It's my metaphor for the day.
Yep.
Marathon.
Yeah. And they proved to be great at, the right kick at the right time. And, man, I have to admit, I was a little bit nervous last night.
I know. That does not surprise me. I mean, because you were ready to change pitchers going into this game. And we're in full panic mode. I mean, it was a touch-and-go game, no question about it. But I think it was fitting the way that it went down, for this team to be as resilient as they were. And the pitchers, key pitchers that didn't really show you a whole lot during the course of the season come up big for you. Odorizzi and Kenley at the time where you're going to be needing them. Like, to me, he just looked different last night. He looked different. He looked like there was no way on God's green earth he was going to let this game go south.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's what Kenley Jansen looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And, looking at his mechanics and his quirkiness and the quirkiness and some of the things that he did on the mound, he was locked in. There was no question about it. He was locked in.
Yeah, no, and listen, I just want the best of Kenley Jansen for the next 3 weeks, the next month. Give me the best of Kenley Jansen over the next month. Because he's probably not going to be on the team next year, so – let's take him now. Let's get him a World Series ring with Atlanta. Add to his collection, let's run this thing. Let's get back to back. And it hadn't been done, by the way. Back to back hadn't been done in over 20 years. There were a couple of little side stories last night that don't mount a hill of beans or anything. But the Atlanta Braves actually had a sacrifice bunt in the game. And granted, some other people were noticed. Look, they played small ball. They were just advancing runners, which they don't do. They don't do it so much. That if they had not had a sacrifice bunt last night, they would still have zero going into the final game of the year. And there had never been a team in the history of baseball that had played 162 games and never had a sacrifice bunt. The Braves were that close to being the first team ever to never having a sacrifice bunt in 162 games. I actually think they tried a couple of times during the year, and it didn't work. It didn't work. Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves are NL East champions. More about that throughout the day as we start to focus in on the opening round of the playoffs 6 days away at Truist Park. And we'll jump into a little bit of Falcons talk as well with you as we get ready for their showdown in Tampa. One other quick note, Landry Fields, GM of the Atlanta Hawks, at 8:20 this morning, so be back here for that. Next up, Hughes World.
Yes, well, I got some stuff that I want to talk about. I want to shout out one of my coworkers. That was big time, what they did for me. All that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's John and Hugh.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Thoughts this unique can only develop in one place. The mind of Hugh Douglas.
John said it this morning, triskaidekaphobia.
This is Hugh's World.
Habanero? I got to say it like that? Habanero? How about I just say habanero?
On John and Hugh.
TMI, but underwear is not a part of my daily regimen.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Before I get into this Zach Wilson situation and the tweet that he allegedly put out last night, because I don't know if it's true or not, about the whole Tom Brady situation. I have to give a shout out to my coworker Tanisha Batiste, John, because she is the best. She is the absolute best soror, sister, friend, coworker to have, because whenever you need something in a pinch, it's a damn good possibility that Tanisha Batiste has it. And I'm going to tell you why. Because this morning, I almost didn't come to work, because I woke up this morning and for whatever reason, and I had to look it up. This is a real thing. It's called patellar tendon. It's called patellar tracking disorder, where like when you wake up and say like your knee, the front of your knee, it's not going into the groove.
Okay.
And it could be potentially very, very painful. And I was looking up and I was trying to find out the symptoms of patellar tracking. It's called patellar tracking disorder. And they say it basically comes from the weakness of a muscle or muscular imbalance. So I wake up this morning and I jump out the bed and I jump on the floor and I'm like, oh my gosh, my knee was in severe pain. So you know how you do, you wake up in the morning, so you sit there for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And you hope you shake your knee a little bit. I'm not the only person that does this. Anybody that play any sports has done this, any kind of athletic anything. So it goes back into the groove initially. So I jump up and take a shower with John. That thing pop right back out.
Oof.
So I'm sitting here. It's time to go to work.
Yeah, you hobbled in here this
morning.
I'm
hobbling in.
Like you just
and
got,
I'm like
your legs taken out by Aaron Donald or something.
And I'm sitting here and I'm like, this is very, very painful. And I'm thinking to myself, I need to probably just stay here. I can't walk because I'm hobbling to the car and everything. So I'm about to call Abe and say, man, listen, I'm not coming. I'm like, no, you know what? Bump that. Because I already know what he's going to say. You're going to let some knee injury keep you from coming in. I don't feel like hearing that.
Is that a front kick situation?
Yeah. You know, I just don't feel like hearing his mouth.
How would you have said it so we hear it for real?
How would you
have
said
it? If you told me you were not coming in because your knee hurt.
Yes.
Hugh, your knee hurts? You're not coming in because your knee hurts.
Yeah. Words he can't repeat on air is really going on.
You call Mike because I don't want to deal with this, all right?
Yeah, see, thoroughly irritated.
The clean, so, that was a radio version.
So I'm like, man, I don't feel like dealing with that. So I come in, I hobble in. So I'm in severe pain. I'm in the studio trying
to. Hold on.
What?
Because now we're entering some dangerous territory.
What?
I don't want something to be actually wrong with you one day and you get ambulanced out to the hospital. What were you doing outside? You should have been this and that. I didn't want to deal with Abe.
This wasn't that bad, but I just know. Listen, I've been working with you long enough to know that it would have been some pushback.
I would have offered a nice front knee kick to put it back in place. That's all.
I didn't feel like dealing with that. So I'm sitting in there, and I'm trying to, you know, get my knee to start tracking back. I'm doing the exercise that they're telling me to do, you know, trying to stretch it out a little bit. But if you've ever had this, John, it's sore.
No, I've never had
it. It's sore. So, Tanitra, I said, Tanitra, just out of the blue, do you have anything for pain? She's like, well, I got some aspirin. And I was like, I probably need ibuprofen. She said, John, and this is something that nobody, like you could never ask in a million years if anybody has this in their purse. She said, I got some icy hot. I said, what?
Hey.
She said.
Women come prepared,
she
dude.
Said, all day, John.
I know. My wife is the same way. She'll go, let me look.
Then I thought about
anything.
It.
Like, you know, she's got Tanitra, a little baggie. It's got all, you know.
There's a big difference between a purse and a pocket.
Tanitra,
you can carry all that stuff.
Let me see.
I've got some icy hot right here in my left pocket.
On occasion, Tanitra has syrup. Tanitra has
jelly.
She has a toothbrush and a toothpaste. Yeah. She has all of that. She keeps all of that with her.
I don't think she's going to offer you the toothbrush.
No, but I'm just saying.
No, she probably. I've got a backup toothbrush if you need to.
There it is. That's what I'm talking about right there.
I see you using
that has another toothbrush. I mean, one morning I was going to ask for the order. She's like, well, you know, you don't wear the kind that I wear. Like,
I think Randy was like, you got powder? I got Gold Bond. What do you need?
No dry idea over here. You know what I mean?
Everything that you could possibly need. Except for lotion, because I kept the lotion in our cabinet.
That's what he. That's the one thing that he brings on my behalf.
But when I tell you that to have that ice hot and to be able to put it on my knee, I feel so much. It's so much easier to walk now. So I just want to give her a shout out, man, because that's something. I just knew I was going to have to sit here for 4 hours and deal with this knee pain.
And the rest of us just have to deal with the smell.
Hey, I don't care, but my knee feels
It's not as bad as Ben Gay, and it's not as bad as Absorbing Junior, if you remember that stuff. But that stunk like the high hell.
I was just like, oh, my good.
I see that's actually pretty good.
Won't God do it? But, yeah, I had to give her flowers about that, man. But this whole Zach Wilson thing, man, I don't know if it's real or not. I'll say that first. I don't know if it's a real tweet or not, but in the New York Post, there was a story about, you know, Zach Wilson trolling Tom Brady and his marital situation.
Right.
And it says something to the effect of, you know, don't worry about it, Giselle, I got you. Listen, man, I understand we live in a time and a place. And somebody tweeted me and said, hey, he was joking. I get it. I understand it's a joke. It's not lost on me because I joke and I kid. And every now and then, if you poke the bear, I'll tell a mama joke. I will tell a mama joke, even though I don't know your mother. But I will not talk about anybody's children, and I will not talk about anybody's wives under any circumstances. That is a violation. And like I said, I don't know if it's real or not, but there are certain things that you do not do, especially I feel like as a professional football player or athlete in general. Like, I'll say this. I think basketball players play by a different set of rules. I just think that they do because of, you know, for certain things that are being talked about in the news in the present day. I just think that they and the things that we've seen in the past, you know, Derek Fisher and situations like that, I just think that they play by a different set of rules. I think football players have a little bit, I don't want to say honor, but I'm going to say it because it is a little bit honor. You don't fool with nobody's wife, significant other. You don't talk about nobody's kids, and you don't make jokes like that. He crossed the line, man. Him and, for a matter of fact, Antonio Brown did too.
Well, yeah, they both did. I agree. Zach Wilson, though, he proved. Forget about tweeting. I mean, he's cougar hunting.
Yeah, that's what. Exactly. So to that point, because you know when I see stories like this, I always, I guess, overthink it. If you could call it overthinking, but I'm like, he kind of has validated what that story about probably smashing one of his mom's friends.
Right, but
by saying that Giselle thing, because Giselle is old enough to probably be his mother.
Yeah, she's close.
Yeah, she's closer. Yeah, and for you, if this is, actually, like, again, if
fact,
it's real.
I'm going to say that this 100% she's old enough to be his
mom. If it's real, because I don't know if it's real or not. But, dude, it's just certain things you don't do, man. And if I'm Tom Brady, I'm punching him in the face.
No kidding. I mean, even if you're divorcing the other.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm punching him in the face because it's obvious. Like, you know, and the stories yesterday came out that they're both looking for divorce lawyers and all this other stuff. There's probably some truth to that, too, because Tom looks like he has a lot on his mind. He really, really does. And I think that out of respect for what that man has been to football, I mean, there's no love lost for me and Tom Brady. Because, you know, like I said, they're wearing one of those Super rings he got is mine, in my opinion. I mean, I respect him as an athlete, a baller and all that. Man, don't play with anybody's wives, man. Don't play with anybody's wives and children, because whatever happens to you after that, I'm going to say you deserve it because it's not funny. Same thing with AB, Antonio Brown. For you to tweet that picture out there, you know, after this man has taken you into his home and tried to he didn't try to resurrect your career. He resurrected it because you were a train wreck, bro, and got you and put you in position to win a Super Bowl title. Something that, you know, a lot of people have played the NFL, they don't have. Put you in position to have one of those. And for you to handle him like that, man, that's a violation.
Well, I mean, yeah, especially when you treat him as like a high-rent Skid Row guy, bringing him into your house, I mean, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and you know
what I mean?
Around your family.
I mean, we invite you into the house to the table.
Yeah.
To the table.
There's just certain things you don't do, man.
And by the way, you know, there's also a read the room thing in the day of, you know, Emi Udoka. I mean, you come on now.
Now, listen, again, I say this.
What Zach Wilson said, though, is like, I think he was trying to be cute.
I don't know if this is true or not.
He said, "Don't worry, Giselle, I got you."
Emi Udoka is a savage, though. Listen, John, if Emi Udoka, if some of those things they say about him are true,
he is
off the meat rack.
Well, forget that he's been suspended for a year. There's people saying this. I immediately came out and said that he's never. The sources were saying publicly, anonymously, but publicly, he'll never work in the NBA again. Okay, well, what has he done if he's never going to work in the NBA again?
You know what
again?
He's done, John? Like, listen.
Yeah, he was smashing the owner's wife.
He's smashing everybody. He was taking on all comers.
Wow.
He was just being, like, if the stories are true, because it's obvious by the way that this is being handled and the way that it's so vague that there's a lot that nobody wants anybody to know. Emmy probably was around there like, man, listen. it's not a good look.
Well, I'm guessing the guys like AB and Zach Wilson and Emmy are, I don't know what they're carrying on their person, but it's probably not icy hot.
No, they're not.
Just say it.
That's like, you know, real disrespectful. Like, you would, the one thing I would never do if I had a wife or a significant other, I ain't leaving the room with that cat. I'm going to be on full
And by the way, I wouldn't blame Brady
guard dog mode.
If the, do the Jets play the, do they play the Jets this year?
I don't think so. I don't know.
That would be an interesting moment.
And when he walked up on me to shake my hand, I would punch him dead in the face. Bow! Bow! Yes, I would.
I know who the Falcons play this week.
Tampa Bay.
Just a little distraction. That's all I'm asking. Morning Show with John and you on Sports Radio 92 on the game. The Falcons, as they go to this Tampa Bay game, they've got an issue of their own. That's their running game. Can they get it going in the next 2 weeks against two great defenses? By the way, you can get into the huddle with the In the Huddle podcast. Brian Baldinger, our buddy Carl Dukes, and Jason Lockenfora take you around the league. New episodes every Tuesday. And that is today, In the Huddle, free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. The Falcons' run game front and center as they head to Tampa. What does Hugh think about the Falcons' ability to continue doing what they're doing ground and pound next?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.